Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. We are broadcasting live right now. Now, normally, six nights a week, we are broadcasting live as usual. Yeah,
live's nothing new.
However, it's more live because we're actually here in person on at a different location.
Right, we're not in studio. We're at a special venue.
We are. It's a very special venue. I'll tell you about that here in a moment. By the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Mark.
Sorry. Mark.
Yes. And we're joining you for hour number one here, the Friday edition of Free Talk Live, the show where you can take control, bring up whatever is on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we should have our... We're a little bit disabled as far as our streams are concerned tonight. So if you're listening
live, things are different.
If you're listening live, accept our apologies. Normally we do a live stream in a 56 kilobit per second flavor, and that sounds very nice. But I've cut it down to 32 for tonight because we're at this hotel in Concord, New Hampshire, for the Liberty Forum. And the internet connection here is less than cable modem speed. So we had to cut back just to make sure that the stream didn't skip so people could hopefully tune in, hopefully without problems. But here we are doing the program from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first ever New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And I got to say, it's an honor to be here covering this on the radio and on the internet.
I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. I've met so many people that either I've talked to on the telephone or written through emails, and it's been really great.
It's an incredible group of people as well. I got to say that I expected the turnout to be pretty good, but I sort of expected maybe 100 people. I thought, you know, it's going to be 100 people. It's the first year they've ever done this thing.
I don't know how many people are here, but it is packed.
I've heard estimates of something like 240 to 260 reservations in that people have those are people who have paid for tickets.
But there's plenty of people that have bought tickets at the door.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
probably
so that's 300. Probably going to see probably 300 or more people walk through here over the weekend, because this is an entire weekend-long event, and it has just barely begun to kick off here today. The real meat of the program is definitely going to be tomorrow. Today there was definitely some good stuff to see. We saw Jim Babka, our friend from Downsize DC. He was here giving a presentation called New Hampshire Can Change the Federal Government Forever. I think all three of us were sitting in there for that one,
mm-hmm.
which was excellent. It's great to finally meet Jim. He's still here. I think he's going to be hanging out for most of the weekend.
I believe he's going to be on tonight.
He's going to be on the show with us here
in
a little while. We're going to try to pull aside as many libertarian luminaries as we possibly can, including Gardner Goldsmith. He's here this evening. Michael Badnarik is right now, as we speak, preparing, I think, for a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you don't know Michael Badnarik, the former libertarian presidential candidate for 2004, he's in the Grand Ballroom at this point. They've got a buffet-style sort of a dinner situation, which we, of course, aren't able to eat.
No. As usual, we're talking through dinner time.
Right. So like good little talk show hosts, we're eating our pizza.
Yeah.
Our junk
shoving
food.
Our faces during breaks.
Yes. So Michael Badnarik giving his presentation. Gardner Goldsmith gave one on education funding earlier today. There have been some alternative things that you can go and do, the personal freedom alternatives, New Hampshire job and info sessions. That's, by the way, some of these are going to be duplicated tomorrow. So if you're somebody who's been considering becoming a part of the Free State Project and you wanted to make it up here to Concord, you wanted to find out about getting a job in New Hampshire, getting work in New Hampshire, that session is going to happen again tomorrow afternoon. There's a lot going on, lots of really cool things going to be happening tomorrow, including Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Mm.
Hopefully we'll be able to drag him into to talk to us. John Stossel is the major headliner, and he's going to be speaking tomorrow night. Another thing we're going to have to miss because we'll be on the air.
Well, we'll get to see him. Maybe if we're really, really, really lucky, we can get him to talk on the air for a minute.
I think it's possible. Also, Jim Harper from the Cato Institute going to be opening things up in the morning at 9 a.m. So it's not too late to get involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's definitely packed. It's busy. There's so many cool people here, so many interesting people to meet. But it's not too late because you can get what they call the one-day pass.
Right. And for Saturday, that's the day definitely to be here anyway.
Absolutely. There's concurrent sessions where you actually have to choose what you want to go and see. It's going to be tough. Tomorrow there's Rob Campia from the Marijuana Policy Project about ending marijuana prohibition right alongside Christopher Gronsky from We the People, the Tax Freedom Organization.
Right.
So that's a tough choice.
It is a tough choice. Those are just some big ones. I can't believe they put those two head-to-head.
Also, the education panel.
Jim Harper from the Cato Institute?
So if you're here at the Liberty Forum and you're listening live, I would love to hear your thoughts, or stop by on microphone 3. Julia will be happy to relinquish it for you. We're hoping to get some guests here in a few moments. And, of course, the toll-free number is open, as always, at 800-259-9231 for you to bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, because this is, after all, Free Talk Live, and that's what we do best, is take your calls about what's on your mind. You know, something else that's going on here, and we're going to talk to a Jack. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Shimmick, I believe it is. We're going to talk to him here in a few moments about the Alternatives Expo that's taking place. And I think
there's an expo going on within the expo.
Right. I think, and we'll talk more about it, but it's such a great example of the competition, you know, the competition, the competitive mindset of the people in the liberty movement.
Not competition in a bad
it's
way.
It's friendly competition.
Like absolutely. It's, you know, we want to do something different, an alternative, and we're going to go do it at the same time. And then everybody
ask permission.
Everybody benefits.
Yeah, exactly. So he's on the way.
Permission, they got a booth.
I know we've got him on the way. We might be able to snag Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project. He gave a very good speech this morning.
Yeah, he's a little injured from his snowboarding accident.
Well, he and I'm injured too, but I didn't go snowboarding.
No, it only counts if you've got a good.
Which is the
story.
The worst thing about this weekend. I mean, this is really cool. It's great being here, meeting all these people, meeting a bunch of our listeners from who've come here from all over the country. We've had people from Arizona, Ohio.
Oregon.
I haven't been keeping track. There are so many people here that'll just...
There's a guy from Norway.
They'll drop by the table and say hello.
Oh, my God. These people have come from around the world to be here.
And it's interesting to hear how they listen to the show as well. Some people listen while they're jogging. Some people listen they listen all 18 hours a week. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, some people, it's amazing. People listening 18 hours a week, just sitting at their computer listening 18 hours a week.
Well, that's not necessarily the case.
Some of them
you
do.
You put
though.
It in your MP3 player. And
some people do, though.
That's true. So, 800-259-9231. Again, lots going on. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's going all the way through the weekend. In fact, tomorrow, the schedule is just stacked full of things to do. Everything from the Second Amendment panel to drug war-related things, tax freedom. Of course, John Stossel in the evening. And then a cocktail reception sponsored by the Marijuana Policy Project later on tomorrow night. Sunday, there's things happening Sunday. Now, I don't know if there's like a Sunday one-day pass, because it's not a full day. Things are wrapping up by noon. But this is a full weekend of activities with the Free State Project members, people who are interested in the Free State Project. And I think that what you're going to see here, and it'll be interesting to hear from some people that are actually on the floor here at the convention, as to whether or not this convention has encouraged people to, for instance, sign up for the Free State Project. I wonder how many sign-ups we're going to get from some of the people here who are here exploring this weekend.
I would have assumed that everybody was already a Free State Project member, but you're probably right. There's probably people that have not yet signed up. They came here to kind of look things over, and after they see this, I can't imagine them not being very, very excited about the Free State Project.
I see our friend Gardner Goldsmith hanging out in the hallway here by the bathroom. I don't know if he's just going to the bathroom or if he's going to be able to sit in on us with us here in a few moments. I'm hoping he will, because Gardner, things have been really happening in his life. It's been a little while since we've had him on the show. Definitely want to get an update from him, and maybe he can recap what he talked about today. So that's all on the way. And your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Julia, I mean, how do you feel so far about the convention, this being your first convention you've ever been to?
I'm really enjoying myself. I think that my favorite, I think that what I like the most about today is meeting people who are excited to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Anybody
in particular, or what?
I've been talking to people just in meeting with people in the hallway and in the elevator, and they say that when you come and you're around a group this large of people who love liberty, that it just inspires you, and it's really true. I've never felt this way when I lived in Florida.
There was nothing like this in Florida.
Nothing at all.
I had been to the Libertarian Party convention in the state of Florida one year, a few years ago. And, you know, there was a decent turnout. But then again, Florida is a fairly large state with a significant population base. You know, I don't know. Maybe there was 70 people at the Florida Libertarian Party convention compared to the 250 people that have come in from all over the world here. It's just incredible to be here. We'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231. As always, we've got other things to talk about here tonight, not just pimping out this convention, though it is worth talking about because it is a lot of fun, and we hope to see you over the weekend here in Concord, New Hampshire at the Holiday Inn. Again, our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you. And Gardner Goldsmith.
And Gardner, hello.
Joining us on our show. We're going to get to you here in a moment, Gardner. Also, I want to tell you about our website at freetalklive.com, where there's all kinds of interesting features, and it's all totally free. You know, most of those radio talk show hosts out there, the big boys, they want to charge you for their website. I mean, aren't they making enough money Not that there's anything wrong with making money. It's just, it doesn't cost a lot of money to run a website. It does cost something. But nonetheless, we give away all of our features for free at freetalklive.com, and that does include the bulletin board system closing in on 200,000 posts.
Amazing.
Over almost 1,500 people interacting there, and it's all totally free, all waiting for you at freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
There you go. So, Gardner.
Hey, guys.
Good to have you back on the show.
Oh, great to be back. Thank you so much for the invitation. I've been meaning to be able to stop by into the studios,
sure,
Free Talk Live, and say hi.
But you've been
and
busy.
It's just been a complete crazy nightmare scene.
Now,
it's
the nightmare part was you getting laid off, essentially, from your job.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not in broadcasting unless you've been canned at least once.
That's right. So it's happened now, so I'm good, yeah.
Actually, this will be your second time, I
think. Yeah, absolutely. And both times they replaced the show with a syndicated program.
The more times you get fired, the more likely you are to actually start making money in broadcasting.
I've heard that.
So you were let go from WNTK, which we still like them because they're still airing our show. But and then what happened? What's next for you, Gardner Goldsmith? I know you're working on getting on some other radio stations. Not sure when that's going to pan out for you.
Yeah.
But you're doing something else in the meantime. Well,
there are a couple things. I've grown up in the state of New Hampshire, and I have very strong ties here. And so what I did, Ian, was I could see that there was some trouble at the radio station, mm-hmm. and I could tell that financially they probably weren't going to be able to support a live program where they were shelling out money to another host. They were probably going to go with a nationally syndicated show. They get many of those nationally syndicated shows free. And then what they do is the national syndicators charge based on the number of advertisers that they have, mm-hmm. and then they leave open slots for local advertising. So they get the stuff free. So I'm like, okay, great, they can save X number amount. So
one thing you got to give I have to give credit to the station for was that they did tell you in advance.
Yes,
that
they did.
Is something that is so hard to find in the radio industry.
Absolutely.
Normally, when the axe comes down, it's just see you, bye. You're done. You don't get a chance to say anything to your listeners,
yeah.
and you've been replaced by XYZ host.
Right. You turn off the mics. They say, hey, you got a meeting with the general manager.
Oh, gosh.
General manager wants to see you in the office, and then. You're not on the air anymore. That's how it goes.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, that was a great thing to know.
It's a classy way to, and it's the classiest way you can let somebody go in this business.
You got it. Exactly.
So that said, moving on.
What I decided to do was I had some friends who worked in PR and consulting here in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and I had been working two jobs anyway because I wasn't really earning enough in radio, so I had another job. So I asked for more hours at my other job, even though that was just part-time.
You mean radio's not the glamorous business that people think it is?
Well, you guys work very hard to make it go right. You do a great job, and in many cases, it's very difficult for the small stations to be able to do it. You guys have the technical expertise, you guys have the marketing expertise, and you have the knowledge on politics.
And we're willing to work for free.
Yeah, and you work hard. And so what I did was I said, look, it's going to be very difficult for me to be able to continue to do radio unless I'm in a bigger market or I can get syndicated.
Sure.
But my working situation was such that I couldn't try to syndicate myself, and the radio station management couldn't do it because
right.
they were busy doing other things. So there was just no way. So the only thing that I could do was I turned to some folks who work in PR and marketing, and I said, look, you know, this is what's going on. I was already dissatisfied with the amount of money that I was making, and it caused all sorts of problems for me and a relationship that I had, and that was really, really tough. So what I said was, okay, look, if I want to be able to do anything to be able to continue, you know, dating this particular girl that I really like, professionally moving on, that sort of thing, what can I do? So I said, look, I'll talk to these guys. They said, you know, come January we might have some projects. Well, it turned out that come January, just around January, was the time I started getting the vibe at the station. Things aren't too good. And then the owner said, yeah, it's not going to be happening here. So it timed out fairly well that just about 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks after the show ended, I started to talk to some guys in Manchester, New Hampshire, at a communications firm, a consulting PR firm. And I said, look, you know, I'm interested in a particular issue in the state of New Hampshire. And they said, well, we're working on that ourselves.
And which issue is that?
Well, that issue, and for those people who aren't aware of it, in New Hampshire, we have had a series of Supreme Court rulings that have decimated our educational system in the state of New Hampshire. It's happened in 45 other states around the country, New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, New York, Texas, Kentucky, all over the place. And what they do is They bring suit saying that the amount of educational money provided
by
the state.
Who's bringing the suit?
Various interest groups, members
teachers
of the National Education Association, absolutely, or their front groups, or just individuals who are willing to help them, if it's not the union itself. And so what they do is they bring suit and they say that the amount of educational spending in the state is inadequate, whatever that means, and that it is it's constitutionally not right. So what they're trying to do essentially is, and this is especially a great point for libertarians to remember, or anybody who's involved in free markets. The closest cipher, the closest approximation we had to the market system was the competition from town to town between their local schools. Now, I'm not in favor of government schooling at all, but the system that we had in New Hampshire wasn't terrible. It was local control through your property taxes over your education funding. What these special interests tried to do was they brought suit in 45 states to centralize it. To bring the decision-making away from the towns and put it into the state capitals where it's easier to lobby.
Socialists love centralization.
You got it, man. You got it, Mark. And so so that's what they did here in New Hampshire.
So the courts went with them on that.
Right. So our issue, and I've just been named the director of one of the directors of the New Hampshire Advantage Coalition.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and that, it just happened out of serendipity because I was on top of this issue, and then these guys at this PR firm, they said, well, you know, we got a client that is involved with this group to try to promote this group. Why don't we work together? And I said, no problem. So we just had our first press conference on Tuesday, and what we're saying is, look, the Supreme Court of the state of New Hampshire is trying to push New Hampshire towards a broad-based income tax or sales tax. We've been distinguished in New Hampshire, in New England, because we don't have that. We're called tax-free New Hampshire,
right.
You know, there are a bunch of taxes. We don't have broad-based sales, broad-based income tax, and we don't have central control of education.
And not yet.
Not yet, and they are working very, very hard to get it. On the bad side.
Well, thank goodness.
That's what I'm working on right now, trying to stop it.
Thank goodness the Free State Project is here now instead of 20 years down the line or 10 years down the line. Varen Swearengin, you were opening the doing the opening ceremonies this morning, was pointing out that you know, people moved here earlier than anybody ever really expected, and they've started to plug away at creating new organizations, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. There's a variety of different groups that have gotten active and made it so new people that are coming in here can plug in.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Thank goodness we have the 190 people that have moved in here. It makes the job, your job, a lot easier, and over the next 2 years, you're going to have another 1,000.
Well, just look at what you and Mark are doing, too. You know, you two guys, with your resources and your minds, you have put together a radio show that broadcasts to all the people who can't be here today, and they can get a glimpse of what is happening here in New Hampshire. And I hope they keep it, take it to heart.
It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. I can't imagine libertarian stuff working like this does. And it's just, it's huge.
This is working. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. You got a question for Gardner Goldsmith, or you just want to bring up whatever's on your mind, that is the toll-free number. And this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to 1yeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is your program. You can literally bring up anything, though we are a little bit focused on the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, considering we're here, actually at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum here in Concord, New Hampshire, the Holiday Inn on Main Street, broadcasting live, doing the remote broadcast thing both tonight and tomorrow night for our Saturday show. And, of course, we're going to try to grab as many libertarian luminaries as we possibly can because there are a large variety of luminaries.
I'm starstruck. But then again, I'm easy to starstruck. I like seeing Gardner Goldsmith. I mean, you know, I'm like, hey, Gardner Goldsmith, I love your show.
Well, it's a hallmark of a quality event if Gardner Goldsmith is in attendance, that's for sure. And he's here with us right now. Our number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, as you know, are totally free, including the wiki, which Gardner loves. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Over 1,000 pages of unique information created by listeners like you. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
Now, when we were chatting during the break,
yes.
Gardner, you said something, and I said, well, hold on, let's talk about that on the air. You said you were concerned about the people that are possibly going to move here as part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that, you guys, both of you. You know, we have so many people who are here today who are going to be coming up as part of the Free State Project. 1,000 people have already signed on and pledged, and there are 466 or 446 who have moved here.
Somewhere between that.
Yeah, something like that. It was about 450. I just want them to know that despite, you know, it's very energetic here. There's so much momentum. There's
sure.
So much excitement. And that energy and momentum and excitement can translate into wanting to get immediate satisfaction
sure.
in some change.
You'll get immediate satisfaction, folks, if you move here anyway, because you'll find kindred spirits, and it is a basically freer environment. But
yes,
you will get disappointed by some things that are happening right now with the state legislature that are, you know, being driven towards...
The snowball of socialism is rolling in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
The same as it is in any
it's
other state.
It's a little smaller.
It's very small. It's smaller, and it hasn't,
right,
it hasn't gotten,
right,
you know, it hasn't picked up the clip it has in other,
right,
states. But I mean,
so
it's still freer here in New Hampshire than it is most places, but it's still going towards the, you know, I mean, the, it's rolling, and we haven't been able to arrest it in every single manner.
But we,
right,
will be able to, and
that's the key. I don't want to phrase this improperly.
Right.
Exactly.
I think that, Gardner, though, I think you're still a little bit spoiled. I mean, having been, as you mentioned in your speech earlier today, having been essentially raised since you were, at what, 3 years old in,
yeah,
New Hampshire?
Yeah.
You're spoiled. You've been used to living here. You don't know what it's like to live in the rest of the country. So as far as excitement is concerned, I mean, it's this is an incredible event. I mean, this is an incredibly energizing event, the Liberty Forum, with 250 people here, maybe even more than that, various pro-Liberty personalities all in the same place.
Oh,
I mean,
amazing.
If this isn't energizing, I don't know what is. But coming from another state where you want to talk about slow, you want to talk about lack of progress, I mean, there's nothing going on for Liberty in any of the other 49 states.
Yeah.
Okay, I know. There might be something here and there. I think the Indiana crew, they're doing all right. But nonetheless, there's so much going on here. When you come here for the first time and you plug in, we had one of our listeners puke. He just moved here from Texas, or actually Arkansas, after he got out of the Army, moved up to Keene,
awesome,
and he came out to the Monadnock Porcupines meet and greet, which is a monthly meeting where everybody gets together at a pizza place, and we all, if there's somebody new, we meet that person, say hello, and... You know, there's
I love that,
people,
by the way.
It's awesome.
It's
really
a really great thing.
Because everybody's eyes are just so big when they get here, they can't believe that there's a party thrown for them. You arrived in New Hampshire, coming from some dismal state, one of the other 49, and there's 20 people sitting in a pizza place waiting to say hello to you,
and they
they're all thinking like you.
Yeah, they help you move, they have cookouts, you're playing, mentioned in the speech I was giving earlier, you know, you're playing poker or going bowling together, doing karaoke, and it's such a blast, and that's you're right. The key thing that I hope people will recognize is when they come up here, don't get discouraged if you can't dismantle the state as rapidly as you would want it.
Sure, I'd like it to go away next week, but realistically, that's not going to happen.
And I probably don't even have to mention it, but you know, it's one of these things where you know you get all ramped up, you get all excited, and then you say, "Oh, let's do this." There have been some pretty good achievements. Last year, they were able to reduce the regulatory burden on manicurists. They were able to stop some very bad bills.
Mm-hmm.
And with more people, one of the things is, first of all, we need you here. We need you so much because this is where you can get things done.
Yep.
And we need you to either stop bills or bring in new bills that will make us freer.
Right now we're pretty much playing defensive liberty at this point. We're stopping as much as we can. As soon as we get another 200 to 400 people in here, the tides are going to change.
And then that's the great thing is, you know, Ian and Mark, you guys know that the people who are moving here are active. That's the key.
And that's another factor towards your concern of, well, and I totally understand your concern, and I'd probably have it if I were you as well, and that is that, well, what if somebody comes in here, gets bummed out, things aren't happening fast enough, are they going to go home? Are you kidding me? They just uprooted their lives.
Yeah.
These are people who, in many cases, some of them have families and businesses. I mean, for Mark and I, our business is pretty portable. We can plug into an internet connection.
Right, it only takes us months to move.
I mean, for other people, they've got a lot of strings that they've got to tie up, and these are people who are making a huge change in their lives. I can't imagine that any of them would see a couple of defeats and throw in the towel and go home. And you know what? If that's what happens to you, well, then good riddance. We know we didn't need you here anyway.
See, that's the thing. I think there's a draw for some people who are not completely dedicated to their principles. They may think, and this is not to undercut anybody, but the desire to have a comfortable existence without too much stress can pull you away from taking that extra time to go to a meeting, to go and testify on a bill, to go and gather with people. But if you've got friends around and you're supporting each other, it's really different. And that's what makes the Free State Project so unique.
That support network is incredible. I mean, I remember when we came here, Mark, Just as an example of that, I thought, all right, we're not going to need, we sort of wanted to have a soft landing, didn't want to have a bunch of people necessarily show up.
Ian's a secretive little recluse and didn't want anybody to know I'm in New Hampshire yet, so.
Well, we were trying to make it like a quiet thing so we could surprise our listeners.
Yeah.
We essentially disappeared over the Labor Day weekend and moved up over that extended weekend, and then we came back on the air. And so that was my plan, but things didn't go quite according to plan. I don't know if you recall, but we had this situation, this debacle with these tenants at the house that I purchased.
That's right.
Trashed the place.
I remember that.
There was evidence of marijuana grow operations in the basement and the upper floors. And so there was all kinds of cleanup to do. We arrived, and we thought we were going to be able to unpack the truck and go to sleep. Well, it wasn't that way. We had to clean up the house first before we could even lay down an air mattress. And so we were up for something like 30 hours or something crazy like that, just getting the house.
It was uncomfortable.
And so what I did was I went to NH3.com and went to the forum there. Great forum, great people there. And I think I posted a message saying, you know what, we need a little bit of help. And sure enough,
within
Lauren Canario,
a couple of hours, landed at our house and started moving our stuff in.
Russell Canning. I mean, my job was relegated to directing who's going to put things where. I mean, it was just incredible.
And that's the key thing. You know, people often think that libertarians are atavistic and that they want to be individualistic to the extent that, oh, I don't want anybody around. Don't participate in my life. But that's the key. It's voluntary help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really glues people together in personal relationships. That's what's so key. When you get together with libertarians, they understand what makes the market mechanism function. It's honesty, integrity, and some sort of tie to people that you know you're going to keep up.
Absolutely.
That's the real key for me.
And of course, as time goes on here in New Hampshire, as more liberty-loving people continue to move in, as we continue to have more influence in the media, more libertarian radio shows, television shows, newspapers, activism going on, it's just going to get more and more exciting. And finally, what's probably going to happen, Mark? We're going to have a liberty snowball that we're going to start building.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to crash right into that socialism snowball and just absolutely decimate it.
Because
we can move faster than they can.
That much
you're right.
We're quicker. We're more agile.
Yeah.
Than socialism.
Yeah.
Gardner, we've got more people waiting to get on the mic. It's always awesome having you on the show. You know there's an open invitation anytime you want to come out to the studios.
You don't have to go home. You just can't stay here.
I'll see you next week.
Indeed, and we'll see you around the convention this weekend. You're not leaving tomorrow, are you?
No way.
Great.
No way. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. The toll-free packet 8.net line. You, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. We're broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first one ever in Concord, New Hampshire. Just an incredible event with an amazing level of attendance for a very first year sort of a thing. Ian here with you.
And Mark?
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a simple concept. The idea is, since we give you everything for free on our website, maybe you want to send us a few bucks to support the show. In this case, all we're asking for is $3 a month. Over 330 of our listeners, one of our amplifiers is walking by at this very moment, as a matter of fact, over 330 of our listeners have contributed, and what this results in is us being able to essentially advertise like the big boys, the guys with the hundreds of radio stations. We've got a half-page ad in Talkers Magazine coming out next month. We've got internet advertisements out the wazoo, and it's all because, and more, we're going to a talk radio convention here in a couple weeks, Mark, but it's all because of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, and it's really helping spread the show to new venues and new listeners.
You know, when radio, like any other business, you look as big as you advertise.
Yep.
And we advertise like the big shows that have the big syndication companies behind them.
Yep.
We are not.
And it's all because of our amplifier. Mm-hmm. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the AMP program, and learn about the perks that you'll get access to if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Also, how close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on Liberty at Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com. We'll get you there. That's LFB.com. As I mentioned, we're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first one. And there was an interesting story that I was told about a bit of a friendly competition going on here at the forum. Jack Schimmick is here on the third mic at this moment, and he's the man behind the Alternative Expo. Or is it the Alternatives Expo?
Alternatives. It's hard to pronounce, no matter which way it goes, but it's Alternatives.
You called me up a few days before the forum kicked off, and you essentially let me know about the Alternatives Expo. And the story behind it I found absolutely fascinating. How did this come to be, Jack?
Well, actually, I volunteered to help organize the whole Liberty Forum back in August.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I thought that the people coming here would be interested in, say, alternative energy, alternative health care.
Sure.
We actually have already been running a a Yahoo group called Pork Energy, and that was for people that were interested in energy savings, alternative energy.
Right.
So I wanted to make that something that would be on the program. So we got an agreement to do that, and it was going to be a panel discussion. We had four different speakers to come in and talk on that. And then I ended up getting canceled off the program about 4 weeks ago. And I said, wait, you can't do that. You can't do that. I said,
oh, yes, we can.
Yeah. So I said, I've already organized these people. They're coming up to talk to people. I've found people who want to hear what they have to say and all that. So we'll probably just meet up in the rooms anyway and go ahead and talk. You know?
That's what I found the coolest thing about this is that instead of just letting the ball drop and throwing up your hands in the air saying, oh, man, we can't do what we wanted to do, you took the bull by the horn, so to speak. You went ahead and you organized it in an even bigger event than you'd originally planned on. You were just going to be one of the sessions at the forum. And now you've got like an entire concurrently running alternative forum going on in some of the hotel rooms upstairs. So it's just a perfect example of the competitive nature of the porcupines, the free staters that have moved in here.
It's what freedom's about, you know, freedom to choose. That's what we think. Yeah, we originally just had a one-hour slot on the program, and we had four different panelists that we had to squeeze into 1 hour. So, we got like 15 minutes max.
Right, barely any time to introduce themselves.
I know, really. So, a couple of us brainstormed I did go through that phase where I said, oh, me, you know, this sucks, you know. So we got together, we started making a list of all the different really interesting topics there are, different projects that people are doing that weren't really on the main program.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the people coming to New Hampshire would want to, you know, to check it out. They'd want to meet some of the people in New Hampshire that are already doing some interesting freedom project.
Can you give me some examples? I'm looking at the Alternatives Expo list of what's been going on today, and it's just packed full of stuff to go and see and do. I mean, this is excellent. What are some of the highlights from today that you experienced in the Alternatives Expo that maybe some people missed out on? And then what's coming up tomorrow that if someone's going to show up at the Liberty Forum that they could experience?
Today, first of all, we had a panel where we had somebody on health freedom, alternative energy, mutualism and mutual aid, and money alternatives. And that was what we packed into 1 hour. And then what we did was we gave each one of those speakers an opportunity to have a whole hour back up in room 215. So we've got an Alt Expo presentation room, 215, and we got a hospitality room in 217. So hang out, have some local New Hampshire beverages and local New Hampshire foods. So anyway, after the in the afternoon, after the panel, we had the health freedom guy talk, and he had issues, you know, with there's fluoridation, there's registration of clinical nutritionists. They want to license them. There's the mercury in the vaccinations, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's got an activist organization called New Hampshire Citizens for Health Freedom. And, you know, that's what we're all about, is the freedom to choose, you know, your
Absolutely.
Healthcare. After that, unfortunately, we had to cancel one thing, but, you know, this is always going to happen. We have a guy that was going to talk on going off the grid, and he had to go make an emergency service call on somebody's house that was off the grid.
I see.
So instead, we substituted a guy named Gerard Burloyne, and he's talking about the fact that he'd gotten death threats from a politician in Goffstown, New Hampshire.
Yeah, he actually stopped by here earlier today and played some audio of the essentially part of the threat that that he'd received at some sort of political situation where he was going to expose, I think it was some fraud or some waste of
the
local politicians,
yeah.
Some graft, some malfeasance, and I guess one of the local politicians talked some real trash towards
him. Oh, yeah, it was very nasty, and I got to admire the guy for his bravery. There are nasty people out there. Some of them work for City Hall, sorry to say.
Absolutely. And so what's coming up tomorrow? For somebody that's listening to this saying, you know what, I went to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum site, and there's so many interesting things on their schedule. Now I'm finding out that there's twice as many things going on. What are some of the highlights for the Alternatives Expo for Saturday?
Yeah, there actually are more things, and I have to apologize. I just want to refer everybody to the website where we actually have the schedule for tomorrow. It's altexpo.org, altexpo.org.
Do you feel, before you tell me about tomorrow, do you feel like this has been successful enough to where you're going to have next year another Alternatives Expo?
Actually, we're going to have one at the Pork Fest. So
great.
And in fact, we had been cooking up this plan, you know, and it was percolating along, and we were going to have Alt Expo number one at the Pork Fest 2007. But when we got kicked off the program here, we decided, all right, we're going to start now. And so we call this one Alt Expo number zero. Because,
Alt Expo 0.5.
Yeah, exactly. Software rev. Huh?
By the way, before we get to Saturday, the other interesting part of your story was you were kicked off the schedule. You expanded the Alternatives Expo, and you created essentially your own concurrently running event. And then they let you back on the schedule, right?
Yeah, I don't even want to ask why. I just said, okay, that's cool. We'll get back on.
Yeah, sure.
But the thing is, we had gotten so many other people that wanted to come in and speak about their pet subject that I couldn't cancel them. So we're going ahead. We have stuff on the main program, and we have stuff up in the rooms, too. So, yeah, we have several authors coming tomorrow. We had one author speak today on Complete Liberty, is his book. And you'll love this title, Complete Liberty, Field Guide to Freedoms You've Never Enjoyed.
Actually, that's one of our amplifiers. His name's Wes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. You know Wes. That's good. We had a guy named Tom Kennedy come down from Canada to talk about community currency in Canada. He brought a whole book full of currencies that all these different towns are using. I mean, we complain about the Federal Reserve and how bad the money is, but you can start your own money in the community. And what Tom says is just go Google community currency, read up on it. It's all out there. It's all out there.
Yeah, there's no law preventing you from starting a private alternative competing currency. As the Liberty Dollar is, I think, a wonderful example of that.
Exactly. And what a lot of people do with the community currencies, they actually want to encourage local business instead of sending all your business to the big box stores. I know you love Walmart, but that's okay.
Hey, I just love low prices. That's all. If I can get a lower price somewhere else, I'll shop there. It's not a problem.
Well, some think there may be a high cost to a low price.
I see.
It's a saleable stance. Support local merchants is a very saleable stance.
Exactly. You know, because it's your friends, your neighbors, you know?
Sure.
So we actually started a list of things that we were interested in. It turned out there was a core group of three of us that kind of started it. And I don't know, we stopped when we got up to about 25 or so. And then people kept suggesting new topics, and we're up to like 42 topics, and they're all on the web page. Tomorrow we have Brian Wright. He's got the book called
New Pilgrim Chronicles. He's going to be coming on our show here at some point tonight, I think.
Good. Yeah, pardon me. My brain is fried because I've been working until like 3, 4
a.m. That's right. Pick out one more highlight from tomorrow because we're running short on time.
Okay, well, we're going to have a 9/11 truth guy. He's coming up from Western Massachusetts. We're going to have how to start a small newspaper in your town.
That's Russell Canning.
He lives in
Keene, the publisher, editor of the Keene Free Press, which I think that's going to be a really interesting session. First of all, because Russell's just a fascinating personality.
He's great.
He's always got a smile on his face. If you want to feel good, go and see Russell speak. He's an incredible personality. Jack, thanks for coming on
the show.
He'll
be here tomorrow.
And telling us about the Alternatives Expo, and I'm sure we'll have you back next year because you're going to do it again. And maybe we'll talk about the Pork Fest as well. We're coming back with more. Hour number two is on the way. As always, you can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.